Lots of fun at the Super Barn Arena at the State Fair Park in Oklahoma City for the Oklahoma Youth Expo. It was legislative show night, several dozen lawmakers showing up, and they were greeted by Representative Don Arms, Chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, as well as Lieutenant Governor Jerry Askins on hand as well. We spoke with Lieutenant Governor Askins about the importance of these young people getting together with their lawmakers and hopefully each of them learning a little bit about one another.
You know, it really is important because a lot of times our state lawmakers do not come from a background where they participated in agricultural programs while they were in school. So being able to see how difficult it is to prepare these animals to show and to manage the animal in the ring is a great learning experience for Oklahoma's legislators.
One of the lawmakers that's had a real hand in putting this type of event together over the last several years, Representative Dale DeWitt of Bremen, who's currently the chair of the Appropriations Subcommittee on Agriculture and Natural Resources. He was thrilled to see so many of his colleagues at the State Fair Park tonight.
I think the last count I got, there were 60, maybe a few more that showed up out here. And, you know, the whole purpose is to get these legislators out here with the young people from their area and get them connected and get a conversation going on. And, you know, the program is, in my opinion, of course, being an ag teacher for the 30 years that I was, this is the best youth program that we have in Oklahoma. And anytime we can bring the legislators out here and get them acquainted to it and working with these young people, it's a plus for us, the whole state.
And of course, you know, obviously one of the legislative funding targets is this show and some other activities like it.
That is true. And that again, that getting them out here, getting them involved, makes it easier for us to keep that funding coming this way, and especially in a year when we have a deficit. You know, if we can get them out here and convince them that this program is doing all the good that it is, that we can keep that funding coming.
The lawmakers took turns showing first hogs, then sheep, and then finally some beef heifers. And at the end of the evening, Senator Bryce Marlette came away the winner of the Senator Kerr Traveling Trophy. Senator, you were able to prevail tonight in this legislative show. Give me a couple of ideas about your technique here.
It's pure luck. I had great help. I had a lamb that Tara Birchfield from Fairview had spent a tremendous amount of time with, obviously, and these girls from Fort Cobb with their heifers. It's all about having the help there with me. So. This is a great, great program. It's great to come out and see what these young people do, and they work all year long, and it's good to be able to participate in some of this with them and have some fun with them like this. So,
congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Senator Bryce Marlette out of Woodward, winner of that traveling trophy, the Robert Kerr traveling trophy, signifying the winning lawmaker, state legislative member of the legislative show at this Oklahoma Youth Expo. At the 2009 OYE, I'm Ron Hayes.